A father's love. Louder than words. In traditional Chinese culture, a father's love is often quiet but strong. A well-known piece of prose, The Sight of Father's Back, by Zhu Siqing, tells of a typical traditional Chinese father. He is a quiet man, but his actions speak louder than words. However, there is more than one type of Chinese father. Some are serious, while others are playful. Chinese fathers may show their love in different ways, but this love is always as deep as the ocean. An attentive and caring father. Zhang Guofan was a senior official and military leader in the late Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911. His work took him all over China. He was a busy man, but he always found time to write letters to his children. Over 100 of these letters have survived to this day. Zhang's letters covered a wide range of topics. He wrote about current affairs, and he also advised his children on good behavior towards family and friends. Zhang was a great believer in education. He always tried to encourage his children to study. His youngest son was a playful child who cared little for his studies. Aware of this, Zhang wrote a letter to ask his son to join him at the military camp. Once there, Zhang kept a careful eye on his son and guided him in his education. Zhang also paid great attention to his children's personal growth. Through his letters, he set family principles and taught his sons to review these principles at the end of each day. Every month, Zhang also asked his children to assess each other on these principles. He kept following up on this work through his letters. A kind and gentle father. Lu Xun was one of China's greatest writers of the 20th century. He was known and respected for his sharp and intelligent writing. However, to his son, Zhou Haiying, he was simply a gentle father. When Haiying was little, the family lived in Shanghai. In summer, the heat and humidity brought Haiying out in a rash. Every evening after dinner, the boy ran to his father's room and lay on the bed. Lu Xun then came in with some lotion. With a sponge, he gently applied the lotion to Haiying's skin. The boy's skin cooled, but his heart got warm for his caring father. Lu Xun liked to write letters to different people with different kinds of paper. One of Haiying's favourite jobs was choosing the right paper for his father. Sometimes, Lu Xun accepted his son's choice. Other times, he asked the boy to choose again. However, on these occasions, Haiying usually stood by his first choice. With a sigh, Lu Xun would accept the paper from his son. A humorous and playful father. Qian Zhongshu was a highly respected writer and scholar. He had a great sense of humour. As a result, his daughter, Qian Yuan, had a happy and fun-filled childhood. In an essay called Dad Teases Me, Qian Yuan told of how her father was even naughtier than she was. She wrote, "We are the best of buddies, but my dad is more like my younger brother." During hot summer nights, little Qian Yuan would throw off the bed covers. While she was asleep, her fun-loving father would draw funny faces on her tummy and a moustache on her face. Chen Zhongshu never got tired of playing tricks on his daughter. Once, Qian Yuan called out to her mother, "Dad is misbehaving." Chen Zhongshu was shaking with laughter. He closed his eyes and made himself as small as possible. "I'm not here," he said. At that time, the playful father was in his 80s, and his daughter was a grown woman in her 50s. A reflective father. Fulay was a renowned scholar and translator. He was also the father of two mischievous boys. Fulay was a strict parent and regularly told both boys off, in particular his elder son, Futong. When Futong grew up, he went to Poland to study the piano. Fulay missed his son and began to reflect on their relationship. He put his pride aside and picked up his pen. "My child, I mistreated you," he wrote in a letter to Futong. Fulay then went on to apologize for being too strict with his son. By finding the courage to own up to his past mistakes, Fulay showed that he was truly a great father. Fatherly love. These fathers express their love in their own ways. Zongguo Fan showed his love through constant guidance to his children. Lu Xun's love for his son was in his soft care. Chen Zhongshu's love for his daughter was in his sense of humour, and Fulei's love was in his self-reflection and courage to admit his mistakes. Fatherly love is varied, but its strength holds a family together. Moreover, fatherly love lasts a lifetime and is passed on from generation to generation. Word bank. Assess. Attentive. Buddy. Constant. Fatherly. Generation. Humidity. Intelligent. Lotion. Mischievous. Moustache. Playful. Principle. Rash. Reflective. Scholar. Senior. Sigh. Sponge. Tease. tummy.